Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 9. Re-education. 1. In applying our principles, let attention be paid to the character of the people in whose country you live and act. A general, identical application of them, until such time as the people shall have been re-educated to our pattern, cannot have success. But by approaching their application cautiously, you will see that not a decade will pass before the most stubborn character will change, and we shall add a new people to the ranks of those already subdued by us. 2. The words of the liberal, which are in effect the words of our Masonic watchword, namely, liberty, equality, fraternity, will, when we come into our kingdom, be changed by us into words no longer of a watchword, but only an expression of idealism, namely, into the right of liberty, the duty of equality, the ideal of brotherhood. That is how we shall put it, and so we shall catch the bull by the horns. De facto, we have already wiped out every kind of rule, except our own, although de jure there still remain a good many of them. Nowadays, if any states raise a protest against us, it is only pro forma at our discretion, and by our direction, for their anti-Semitism is indispensable to us, for the management of our lesser brethren. I will not enter into further explanations, for this matter has formed the subject of repeated discussions amongst us. Jewish Superstate. 3. For us there are not checks to limit the range of our activity. Our supergovernment subsists in extra-legal conditions, which are described in the accepted terminology by the energetic and forcible word, dictatorship. I am in a position to tell you with a clear conscience that at the proper time, we, the lawgivers, shall execute judgment and sentence, we shall slay and we shall spare, we, as head of all our troops, are mounted on the steed of the leader. We rule by force of will, because in our hands are the fragments of a once powerful party, now vanquished by us. And the weapons in our hands are limitless ambitions, burning greediness, merciless vengeance, hatreds and malice. 4. It is from us that the all-engulfing terror proceeds. We have in our service persons of all opinions, of all doctrines, restrating monarchists, demagogues, socialists, communists, and utopian dreamers of every kind. We have harnessed them all to the task. Each one of them, on his own account, is boring away at the last remnants of authority, is striving to overthrow all established form of order. By these acts all states are in torture. They exhort to tranquility, are ready to sacrifice everything for peace. But we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our international supergovernment, and with submissiveness. 5. The people have raised a howl about the necessity of settling the question of socialism by way of an international agreement. Division into fractional parties has given them into our hands, for in order to carry on a contested struggle, one must have money, and the money is all in our hands. 6. We might have reason to apprehend a union between the clear-sighted force of the Goy kings on their thrones and the blind force of the Goy mobs, but we have taken all the needful measure against any such possibility. Between the one and the other force, we have erected a bulwark in the shape of a mutual terror between them. In this way the blind force of the people remains our support, and we only, shall provide them with a leader, and, of course, Direct them along the road that leads to our goal. 7. In order that the hand of the blind mob may not free itself from our guiding hand, we must every now and then enter into close communion with it, if not actually in person, at any rate, through some of the most trusty of our brethren. When we are acknowledged as the only authority, we shall discuss with the people personally, on the marketplaces, and we shall instruct them on questions of the political, in such wise as may turn them in the direction that suits us. 8. Who is going to verify what is taught in the village schools? But what an envoy of the government, or a king on his throne himself, may say cannot, but become immediately known to the whole state, for it will be spread abroad, by the voice of the people. 9. In order to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim, before it is time we have touched them with craft and delicacy, and have taken hold of the ends of the springs, which move their mechanism. These springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, into liberty of the person, but principally, into education and training, as being the cornerstones of a free existence. 10. We have fooled, bemused and corrupted the youth of the Goyim, by rearing them in principles and theories, which are known to us to be false, although it is that they have been inculcated. 11. Above the existing laws, without substantially altering them, and by merely twisting them into contradictions of interpretations, we have erected something grandiose, in the way of results. These results found expression in the fact that the interpretations masked the law. Afterwards they entirely hid them from the eyes of the governments, owing to the impossibility of making anything out of the tangled web of legislation. 12. This is the origin of the theory, of course, of arbitration. 13. You may say that the Goyim will rise upon us, arms in hand, if they guess what is going on before the time comes. But in the West, we have against this a maneuver of such appalling terror, that the very stoutest hearts quail. The undergrounds, metropolitans, those subterranean corridors, which, before the time comes, will be driven under all the capitals, and from whence those capitals will be blown into the air, with all their organizations and archives.